current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, Jordan's Broken Silence. On June the 4th, Jordan witnessed nationwide demonstrations of citizens protesting tax hikes and cuts in government subsidies. The protests highlight the growing discontent amongst middle-class professionals like lawyers, engineers, healthcare professionals, pharmacists, and journalists as a direct result of the government's economic policies.
The citizens now have no power. They're searching for their children's daily food. Women are looking in garbage containers to feed their kids, and every day we are surprised by rising prices and new taxes.
The problem is not just the tax law. The Jordanian citizen right now, his pockets are empty, are completely empty. So the government has to listen to the sound of the people. Jordan is one of the most expensive countries in the region, and on the top of the world too, with no resources. That's unjust to the people of Jordan.
The quick escalation of demands has put the government in a compromising position, prompting the Prime Minister to resign and the government to buckle under pressure from a public that seeks to rid the country of corrupt politicians. In the book, The Politics of Corruption in Dictatorships, authors Vinita Yadav and Bhuma Mukherjee state, quote, "However, US aid was always driven by strategic considerations rather than governance issues, mainly to strengthen Jordan's capability as a frontline state against Islamic radicalism and to serve its strategic interests in the Middle East," unquote. So we can see that the Jordanian government has been, quote unquote, rewarded with economic support from major world powers in return for their policy stances against Islam. But like the fox guarding the chicken coop, the colonial powers had their own strings attached. Now Jordan owes the World Bank a staggering $35 billion. Demanding their pound of flesh, the Western colonial countries forced the government to impose taxation and raise prices on the most basic of necessities like bread, to repay Jordan's debt. In October, now resigned Prime Minister Hani Mulki told a group of parliamentarians, quote, "Postponing problems might increase the popularity of the government, but would be a crime against the nation," unquote. He was referring to laws that would increase taxes and seize government subsidies to pay back international lenders. He took pride in paying back Jordan's debt and insinuated that not doing so would be a crime against the nation. As if conspiring against the Ummah and serving the Western colonial interest isn't the most flagrant of crimes against the nation. The scope and breadth of the protests indicate widespread anger against the government, also making it hard for the government to pin the unrest on anti-regime activists or foreign government agents. The anger against the increasing privatization of public property was encapsulated in the chants, "Who sold our port? Abdullah sold our port. Who sold our phosphate? Abdullah sold our phosphate. Who sold our potassium? Abdullah sold our potassium. Who sold our airport? Abdullah sold our airport. Alibaba and his 40 thieves run the country. No loyalty except to Allah." After the resignation of Prime Minister Mulki, the King appointed former World Bank economist Omar al-Razaz to form a new government and urge talks over the economic laws. In a pathetic attempt to appease public anger, Harvard-educated Razaz, who was education minister, will begin to form a new government. But if there's one lesson to be learned from the Arab Spring, from Tunisia to Libya to Egypt to Yemen, it's that a change in faces means nothing if the underlying system remains intact. The suffering of Muslims in Jordan and across the entire world are nothing but symptoms of the absence of Islam from our lives. The suspension of Islam's economic, political and social rulings will only heighten the suffering and loss of the Ummah. Any change in faces that doesn't uproot the systems of kufr that dominate the lives of Muslims will result in continued chaos and disaster. To deflate the emotions of the Ummah and preserve their grip on power, the Jordanian government must maintain the illusion that it is fighting corruption, which begs the question, was the resignation of Mulki and the appointment of Razaz all orchestrated to trick the Ummah into thinking that a change in faces would end the systematic corruption at the heart of Jordan's secular monarchy? The Muslims of Jordan deserve true Islamic leadership and a righteous Khilafah system that break the West's grip over its economy, political life, education system and social affairs. Led by a righteous leader under the noble Khilafah system, Jordan will melt the artificial borders between the Ummah and join hands with the brothers and sisters in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon and the Arab Peninsula. From there, it will proceed to liberate its brothers and sisters from the crushing grip of the Zionist occupiers and continue to unite with the rest of the Ummah until it were a formidable global power managing its affairs with Islam and spreading Allah's deen across the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's warning is clear. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَصُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إلى جهنم يحشرون.
The disbelievers spend their wealth to hinder man from the path of Allah, and so will they continue to spend. But in the end, they will have only regrets and sighs. At length, they will be overcome, and the disbelievers will be gathered together in hell. Surah Anfal, verse 36. Jazakum Allah khayr for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.